he's going to be presenting on the topic of the effect of planting practices on light and reception, growth, and yield of grain sorghum.
Thank you. I am Alassane Maiga, a graduate, a PhD student at Case State University. I am from Mali, West Africa. My topic will be on effect of planting practices on light interception, growth, and yield of grain sorghum. Which one?
Click here too.
Okay, thank you. As you know, sorghum is an important food and feed crop in Kansas, U.S., and internationally, and in Africa, especially where I'm from, because sorghum, millet, and sorghum are our staple food, and different from in the U.S., where sorghum is used as feed for animals and overuses as. And crop productivity can be increased by maximizing the amount of radiation intercept by the crop. And when water and nutrients are not limited, rapid canopy development can be increased with total solar radiation intercept over the grain season. Our hypothesis goes planting date, maturity group, row spacing and plant population have significant effects on light interception ability, biomass production, and yield across location. And the first objective will be to study the effect of planting date, maturity group, row spacing, plant population on light, biomass, and grain yield of grain sorghum. Experiments have been carried out in Kansas on four locations, and Belleville, Manhattan, Ottawa, and Atkinson, where rainfall range between 20 to 50 inches, 30 to 35, and 35 to 40 inches. And for the experimental design, and it was a split block design, and complete block randomized four times, and the treatment structure was planting date late May, mid-June as a wall plot. Row spacing, we had 25 centimeters and 75 centimeters. And plant population, we had 50,000, 80,000, and 120, and 150,000 plant per hectare in split plot. And as a maturity group, we had two hybrid, medium early, medium late, and a combination of the real maturity as a split plot. These two pictures shows 80,000, how 80,000 plant per hectare and 150,000 plant per hectare look like. And for measurement, I have measured biomass and lard capture estimated at 45 days after planting growth stage, 60 days after planting during at pollen shed, and 95 days after planting and at grain filling. For lard capture, I have used septometers and percent intercept photosynthetic active have been computed as the formula below, where EBA is the average signal voltage below the canopy and EA above the canopy. And for data analysis, I have used SAS prop mix procedure and treatment were separate at P. As a result, first of all, we did not see any difference between treatment factors, planting date, early maturity, row spacing, and planting for light capture and biomass production. However, a significant interaction difference has been observed for grain yield, date of planting and row spacing, plant population, and date of planting. And this is The first slide is the effect of rock basing on life intersection and among the four locations. And the dark one, 55 centimeters, showed a higher light intersection across the whole location compared to the 75 centimeters. And the second one is on plant population, on light intersection. And we realized that Belleville and Manhattan attention on Ottawa have a greater life intersection on biomass. And this one is the row spacing on biomass. And as the first slide, 25 centimeters give us a large biomass across all the locations. This table shows a table explaining the effect of different management practices on grain soil. For date of planting across all locations, you got a significant yield. And for hybrid maturity, we do not see any difference between early late and middle late and early late. And for row spacing, plant population, and a good difference significantly across the location. For interaction, the day of planting and row spacing got a higher difference. And also date of planting and plant population, a significant interaction. And this is, this slide shows the date of planting and row spacing on grain yield. And this is, it just shows one location, this is Atkinson. And as it started, the 25 centimeters give us the higher yield in Atkinson. And it was also across all the locations. And the date of planting and plant population on grain yield, and also May early planting give us a higher yield compared to June planting. And this is where water and nutrients are not a limiting factor. As a summary, light interception and biomass production increase with early planting date, root, narrow row, and increasing plant density. Early planting date may produce significant higher grain yield across all locations, and no significant difference between plant population, 80,000 and 120,000 and 150,000 in early planting date, but 80,000 plant per hectare can minimize yield. Increase in light interception and biomass production appear to have resulted in greater yield to some extent. And higher population are more important for maximum yield with late planting. However, this picture shows that this year you experience a drought, a water stress, and high temperature. And you can see that the May planting, as if the conditions are good, we can get a higher yield in early planting. But when we face a drought, and the second date planting in June can yield compared to the first planting date. The first planting date here in May did not even flower because maybe the drought came when the plant was ready to flower, and June flower and even yield, and we got some panicule. And for future research, as I said, we focus our area and planting date and see when to plant and trying to escape probably the withdrawal period. I would like to thank my committee members, Dr. Vara, Scott, David Mengel, Greg, Rob, and Timothy, and my colleague. Thank you.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What the number of rows between 10-inch rows and 30-inch rows the same, or did you vary the number within the rows? Number of plants within the rows for 10-inch rows and 30-inch rows?
For 10-inch rows, we have 12. We have 12 rows. And for 31, we have four rows.
So within the rows?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't mean this way, but I mean within the rows, can you change the plan and population within
the
rows, or same for 30 rows and
10 rows? Yeah, we same for. Do you mean that the number of rows or the number of.
Number of plants, for example, per tool, per two.
Oh, yeah. For 10 inches rows and 30 inches rows, we have the same number of seeding rate. Yeah.
I have a question. Based on the few significant differences that you saw for plant population, do you think that would differ using a different genotype or a different set of genotypes? Are you going to start to see some differences then?
Oh, but the genotype I used, we did not really see, even the wing genotype. The early plant, the first and the second one, we did not see any difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all across the location.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think if the genotype was different, would you see some significant differences in plant population?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? That's it. All right. Thank you very much for that.